So,
answer that.
Welcome to a new episode of Pop Run Radio. I'm sitting here trying to perk myself up.
We both have water and pops, and we're just like, staring into space. We've been sitting here for a half hour, not even talking. We're just both like detoxing. I was at a football game this morning and got overstimulated, and Jackie's has her baby, so she's
constantly overstimulated.
So we both just showed up here and sat here for a half hour before we decided to start.
You know, as I was sitting at home today, like, it's been so funny in so many ways. Oliver's obsessed with boxing right now. So I found these little baby boxing gloves on Amazon for like $18, and they came in the mail today, and he is so happy. He stripped his shirt off immediately. Put the boxing gloves and has walked around punching everybody.
I love it.
And is so happy. So, like, things like that are so fun. And, like, Hazel was giving me life walking in, eating. She's been eating all day. She had a donut this morning. Then she went straight into a bag of Cheetos. Then she went straight into a bag of Lay's. And then she went straight into trying to steal my mixed nuts because she loves nuts.
What little toddler loves mixed nuts?
Nobody. Hazel has a refined palate. What can I say? She loves it.
Maybe she'll eat everything.
And yeah, but like, they're so fun, but it's so hard because I'm old. I'm tired. I have a million things I needed to do today. I needed to do projects and organizing, and I did nothing because just keeping them alive
is a full time
is a full time job.
This morning I was at the game, and Kendra has Shelby Willis's son with her because it's the fall festival.
So oh,
she
yeah.
brought
so
her baby to the game. She was walking around. She's like, my elbow's hurting. And I said, girl, I can't even watch Jackie's kids for more than a few hours before I'm like, nap time. I have not forgotten. She says, no.
Yes. Like, it's so fun, but also if they I could have a full-time right live-in nanny / cleaner / cook, I would be in business.
Where's Maddie when you need her? Freaking job.
Freaking working a job. I can't afford her. If I could, what I could. But so how's your week been?
Very good.
Yeah. Wow, you're so positive. I like it.
I don't know why I'm so positive. Maybe because I'm down here and it's quiet.
Have we really been sitting here for a half an hour?
Yeah, we're gonna to like do this and hit the road for Hunter's birthday dinner.
Yes, indeed.
Do you like how low I'm sitting?
I know. I was just thinking I'm sitting really high. I'm trying to work on my posture. I've been working so hard, and I'm so sore everywhere. My abs are sore. My sides are sore. My back's sore. Like, the Caldwell family does not have great posture. I hate to break it to all my cousins out there. Sorry, not sorry. Asher's the worst of us all.
Oh, I've got some bad ones too.
And I'm trying so hard to like sit up straight and stand up straight, but when you're so tall, you have this natural
to slouch down.
Slouch because you're like slouching down to listen to a friend talk or slouching down to be in a picture. And so you just can't help it, you slouch.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, super sore from trying to work on my posture, but I am who I am. I'm tall. I am not a small person. It's mine.
Thank you, Kate. That's our favorite quote.
We are not a small people. Yes. So, yeah, we have some random things on the agenda today. We're going to read some of your funny submissions where it's funny now. It wasn't funny at the time, but now you can look back and laugh. And then we're also going to start a new segment called the BS Flag. I'm gonna tell you what that is, Megan,
wow,
so you
surprise.
Can be thinking. So in football, when there's a penalty, they throw a flag, right?
Yeah.
And ever since we got married, John says, I'm throwing the BS flag, which basically he hears something and he's like, that's so stupid.
Okay.
So he's like, BS flag. And I have a good BS flag moment that last night I was just like, I'm throwing the BS flag in my mind. So you have to think about something this week where you thought, oh, this is so stupid. I'm throwing the BS flag.
All right.
Thank you, John, for the TM trademark.
Doing all your code words today.
Yes. Okay.
LOL.
LOL. So, submission. Do you have anything you want to start us off with where it was so mortifying at the time, but now you look back and it's pretty funny?
Let me ponder it while we talk. I haven't.
Okay.
So if you have something, go for it.
Okay. Here's one. All of these are anonymous unless somebody said their name. And also I guessed one of them because it is me. No, it's not me. It's a story about me. Thank you, Talia. But I'm like, that's just me. So my son likes the daughter of our stake president. One night I was taking her back to the stake center when his meetings were over so they could go home. My son and his daughter started banging on his stake office window to scare him, and it shattered.
Was that one anonymous?
I hate it when that happens. Bing, 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 shatter.
You know what's funny is I went to Jana's farewell last week at Templeview Church, and there was the kitchen door was shattered, the glass door.
That sounds like something I would do, just trying to be funny, and then it all goes awry.
Maybe.
Like, I hate when that kind of stuff happens, when you just think you're being cute and like funny and flirty, and then you cause a complete disaster. Like the time we were all in California for Luke and Paula's California reception, and we were all staying at this hotel, and Kaden was just trying to be cool like Cardston and dropped an entire table into
glass
the pool.
Glass table.
They had to clear out the entire pool for like a day. And Kaden was just so little, he was mortified. He like couldn't even look at anybody because he thought everyone was judging him. No one knew it was him.
Well, we were in the elevator once after that trip, and some kids are all mad. Oh, the pool is closed. Can you believe someone put glass in there? And I just was like, not us.
Who knows who that was? Wasn't Kaden Brewer.
Some stupid kid.
Okay. When my middle child was a toddler, she shaved her eyebrows off. Okay, that's a nightmare.
Oh.
You can laugh about it now, but I am dreading the day that Hazel cuts her hair. Dreading.
Because oh, you
what
know
do you do
happen?
For a little girl? A little boy, who cares? Like when Crew and Liam would cut their hair, I would just buzz that thing off. But you cannot do that with a precious little girl.
And get ready. Junie just did hers. How long ago? Mine have all cut themselves some bangs.
I try to hide all my scissors, but they're wily, man. If they want to do something, they figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My son was a little too quiet for a little too long, which never means anything good. And my husband and I found him on the stairs with his poopy diaper off and pooped rubbed into three or four steps. Always a good day. We were in shock for a few seconds. Then with pure curiosity in your face, he proceeds to stick his poop-covered finger in his mouth. We both yelled, no! And he started to bawl from the horrible taste. It was so disgusting to clean up. We couldn't help but laugh after when we thought about his face right after he tasted it. Oh my gosh. Poop in parenthood is just... It's the worst. And I want to apologize right now to Jessica, my friend, Jessica Farnsworth. Megan was babysitting the babies while I got my hair done, but needed to go to parent-teacher conference. So she took them over to Jessie's. And as soon as she
literally
dropped
20 minutes.
20 minutes is all Megan needed. And they both pooped. Thank you. So you're welcome, Jessie.
And Ollie tried to clean himself up.
Ollie tried to clean himself up. So she probably had to deal with a lot.
A lot more than a diaper.
And I'm like, please don't drop me as a friend. I'm begging you. Please, please.
She texted us today, so there's hope.
Forgive me, Jesse. I love you. Okay. Years ago, I was at the park with a bunch of other moms and their kids. I just want to pause. This is why I avoid group get-togethers, because I feel like my kid's always going to be the one who does something stupid and I'll feel stupid. Anyway. First mistake, meeting with other moms at the park. Okay. I was at the park with a bunch of other moms and their kids. We were sitting around talking. One mom says, what is Max doing over there? I turn around to see my son Max squatting down with his pants around his ankles, pooping, with a circle of kids standing around watching him. I was so embarrassed, but also laughing. I didn't know what to do. I hurriedly grabbed some baby wipes, picked up the poo off the ground, and wrapped it up and threw it in the garbage. He was probably about 3. I said, Max, why did you poop at the park? He said, because I had to go.
He didn't want to have an accident.
I love all these poop ones. Like, that's just like the what happens.
You can tell
happens.
Who submitted it. Moms.
Moms who have to deal with this. And it's like mortifying. Okay. I know who this is. I can tell. Running into the house full speed to pee. Maddie hid and scared me. I peed my pants. Now that it's been 10 or more years, I can laugh. Megan, you need to tell us this story. Like, you used to live at a house that was right by.
Yeah, so my old house, the Hatch's old house, the garage was right next to the laundry room. And there was a bathroom in the laundry room. So it was literally 5 steps away. And she just hit around that corner. And I, no
you
matter.
You always would go barreling in, like, undressing as you ran.
Yes, I still have to do it. But now I have to run from the driveway clear to the bathroom.
Yeah, I have to run to the back of my house.
Oh, it's like, horrible. I need a bathroom right by the door because I'm always drinking.
All moms
need
one. Yep.
Yep, Maddie thought she was clever.
You peed your pants. That's the best.
I did.
Okay. Apparently, I'm a swoob queen, which is boob sweat. Now that I live in the desert, I wore a tight gray shirt on a 105-degree day to run errands with my kids. We all know gray is the most unforgiving color to wear if you're a sweaty girl. When I was driving to Sherwin-Williams, I had the genius idea to pull my shirt all the way up over the top of my boobs so that I wouldn't get swoob while driving. Genius, right? Wrong. I got to the store, got my kids out, and walked in with my shirt still pulled all the way up over the top of my bra. I had a full conversation with the worker. Before I realized my breasts were on full display,
Does this one anonymous?
Is it funny? Sure. Will I ever recover? Surely not. It also doesn't help that my post-nursing boobs would sit near my belly button. So the per worker man didn't even get a good show. Even worse, go ahead and share my name. I'll even send in a visual aid if necessary. What is the name? We must know. I don't see the name anywhere, but that is the best thing I've ever heard.
I pranced around yesterday with my zipper down for who knows how long.
I hate that.
I was like,
maybe I should show houses with you and inform you in front of the clients that your zipper's
down. I didn't mean to.
Like you did to me that one time.
I know. I'm sorry. I still have secondhand embarrassment for myself.
Who calls you out? Jack, your zipper's down.
Sorry. But a side note, let's just agree that secondhand embarrassment is such a real thing.
Oh, for sure.
I get it so bad.
When somebody's doing something and you're embarrassed for them. Yes. Sometimes they don't even realize that they should be embarrassed, but they should.
But I'm being embarrassed for them. Uh-huh. I thought you were going to blow your nose. And I was like, don't you dare. David will murder you.
I didn't blow my nose. I knew it would be bad. Okay, that's awesome. When I had a typo on my resume, so for 6 months, every job I applied to, it said I had experience managing shit instead of managing shifts. Daddy, yes, girl.
And now she's done that because she's got kids.
Now you have managed shit as well. Oh, that's hilarious.
Danny's the best.
Danny, you make me laugh so hard. You know, she was my young woman back when I was in third ward. And so I was big time watching Hawaii Five-0 at the time, and they always called Dano, so I started calling her Dano and she called me Jacko. It was we still call each other that. I love her. She's one of my favorite little young women ever.
Slash cousin's kid.
But mm-hmm. Yes. So all my life I tried to pipe into a Luke already said that one when he tries to pipe in and it never works out. Luke, we love you. We're gonna try to be better at listening to you.
I swear I've never cut him off once. I'm just kidding.
This one time my friend was walking in front of the high school with a cup of hot chocolate. She caught her foot and tripped and buffed it hard. Biffed it hard. She jumped up and said, I hope nobody saw that. I answered and said, is that your crush sitting in his car? She said, shut up, we can laugh about it now. I literally looked her, it was Talia. Oh, I literally looked around to see what she was talking about, but no crush was in any car. But I biffed hard, and it was where I was wearing my Doc Martin Mary jeans, so they got scuffed. Right? Oh,
dude,
I went
if
home.
Jackie gets something scuffed, she's nuts. Let's just discuss this. Could probably be a story on this.
Yes,
we are in Mexico and we're at Sam's Club getting stuff for the week, and she has a new pair of shoes on and she trips, and I wish I could demo her trying to flail to catch herself so she wouldn't.
I was sacrificing my body to save this shoe.
Yeah, she was willing to break an arm and a knee, but those shoes were not going to get a scuff. And I just sat back and giggled because I knew exactly what she was doing.
The best is nobody could figure out why I was dancing like that. And Megan's like, were you trying to save your shoes? Yep, sure was. You knew exactly what I was trying to do, which this is so funny because just yesterday I was looking back through trying to find a photo on my phone of that year that we went to Mexico mm-hmm. for that. And as I'm swiping through the Mexico pictures, there's a picture of my shoes. I was so obsessed.
Were they scratched?
No, they were still in mint condition because this was driving down there. We had just bought them at the mall in the valley before we headed down.
Oh,
so.
No one protects her shoes more than Jackie and maybe Asher.
Whatever. That used to be me. And then I had the babies. Like I put on, my boys got me these Air Jordans for Mother's Day because they love, you know, their shoes. And they're so cute. Most expensive pairs of shoes I've ever owned that they bought me. Like so sweet. But I sat down. I'm like, crap, they're so dirty. Asher's going to be so disappointed. So I took a rag to him for a minute. But I don't have the luxury of caring about anything like that anymore.
Well, it kept me happy.
Because my babies will just
stomp on it.
Stomp on anything.
I was at the game today and Brittany Camacho's little son kept playing with my shoes. So I believe it. Didn't even know who I was to get on them.
Right. Thank you. At least you knew why I was doing it.
I know. I let everyone thought you were nuts.
Everyone was like, what's wrong with her? She's protecting her shoes. Okay. I was at parent pickup thinking it was like any other moment. So I'm scrolling through the rep and bam, I need to go to the bathroom. I better not say the S word anymore. Not like I can hold it, but sweats and chills all over me. So I look and have 5 minutes until it starts where I can get my kid. Anyway, I clench for the life of me. And when we get into my garage, I tell the kids, get out all by yourself and make it to the bathroom. The chills were so bad. I never wanted to ever do that again, but I can laugh about it now. and all the videos I sent my sister-in-law in the process of the parent pickup trying to keep it together.
I love them to tell each other. Which reminds me of a funny parent pickup story. It was such in a habit of going through the intermediate and then to the Highland Primary that I went through the Highland Primary once and my kid wasn't even going. They were homesick. So I stood and went through the parent pickup line on my own. Did that just click? Yes. She's like focused, and all of a sudden she looks up and smiles at me.
Trying to read these.
I know. I just thought of it because I sat there for nothing.
I love it.
Tried to act casual. Should have opened the door and been like, bye.
Bye. Pretended.
Yeah.
I made orange rolls and forgot to turn my oven off. I went to a party and came home when I realized it was on since 8:30 a.m. I came back at 1. Well, that's always fun.
Dude, mom, with this gas stove that she's not used to, leaves it on all the time. They're lucky that they're alive still.
Like the bad part of it?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Well, sometimes it has a little flame. Sometimes it's just the gas. Like,
they're lucky they're not dead.
They are.
Oh, gosh.
Remember that when you listen this week, mama.
I went to several appointments, doctors, meetings, etc. with donut on my face. I didn't know until my sweet sister-in-law told me, you are welcome. Because I remember this story.
Who did you
tell? Until my kind sister-in-law told me. We were just with Rachel one day, and I'm like, Rachel, you have a piece of donut on the corner of your mouth. She's like, are you kidding me? I had a donut hours ago, and I've been so many places. Okay, what's the protocol there? Do you tell somebody?
Yeah.
Is that kind, or do you feel bad and not say anything if something's in their tooth? Like, what do
you
do?
Well, I don't really talk to a lot of people that I'm not comfortable with. So I think I would tell everyone.
So true. But that's a hard one, because you're embarrassed.
Maybe not in front of a client, like your zipper's down. Like I did.
Don't do that.
Wait until private.
Have kosher with that, Megan, please. Okay. Maybe this will help me. I turned it sideways. Okay. In college, I was about to go to a bonfire with a bunch of people I didn't know. It was my second date with this guy, and he had invited a bunch of friends. We were at his and his roommate's house to eat and carpool. I, of course, had to take a poo. And there was only one downstairs bathroom. Let's just say dinner hadn't sat well. After my business, I went to unlock the door and the handle fell off. Just literally off with no way to get out. Mortified, I went to find my phone to call the guy, but I didn't bring it in with me. So here I am locked in a tiny bachelor pad bathroom with proof of what I had just done. And I had to bang on the door until the guys heard me. Took them about 10 minutes to get me out, all while dying of laughter at what I had just done in there.
Well, at least 10 minutes let it all stink out, hopefully. Yes. So they didn't have to come in and smell anything.
That's just not fair. To be like early dating somebody and have a poop problem,
dude,
not fair.
No. You have some of those. I have some of those.
I don't even want to say mine because they're too embarrassing. But yes, I feel for you, girlfriend.
I was at Cam Karchner's wedding. Me and David were married, but we had Steve Solomon with us. And I literally had to have him pull over on our way home, David, and run into the woods to poop my pants. With Steve Solomon there. I mean, at least me and David were married, so
yes,
it wasn't
but it's still
as awkward.
Super embarrassing.
Oh, and he was trying to be nice. He was like, oh, I have.
Right. Like sometimes you just have no choice.
No.
Okay, I had a bridal shower with older women, and one of them gave me a tissue box, and I thought it was because I'd cry the night I'd lose my virginity. But I looked confused, and they said, you'll know what to do and be happy you have them. It's funny that I still don't get it. What were they for?
Probably to clean some stuff up.
Oh, I don't even know how to answer that on air. We'll talk later. I think I know who this is. Okay. The whole dating scene, in the moment, it was so dramatic and emotional. Now I can laugh. Dating, amen. Ditto for high school. I kind of agree. Dating is not easy. Okay, pretty funny story now, but still slightly disturbing. And ugh, some people are real judgy. I was 8 months pregnant. It was my 29th birthday. Went to breakfast with the husband and kids. Had a 3-year-old and a 20-month-old at the time. Got home from breakfast. Husband went to work. The tons of sugary food didn't sit well with my pregnant stomach, so I had to use the restroom for a bit, put my boys in front of a movie while I took care of business. Pretty soon, I hear a faint crying sound. It sounded too far away to be one of my kids, but I washed my hands, ran out to see the older kids still watching the movie, and the younger one nowhere to be found. The front door was partially open and heard the faint cry coming from outside. Across the cul-de-sac were two middle-aged ladies, one on the phone, one holding my screaming toddler, while staring at me with the most judgy stare. Walking with them was our neighbor from across the street, pointing towards our house. He was a nice neighbor, but was also on the registered sex offender list.
No,
and also dabbled
nice.
In a few illegal drugs. So I'm sorry. Judgy ladies huffed at me and said, well, we called the police because we didn't know where he came from. He almost crossed the busy street and they walked away. I'm sorry. I was pooping. And my crazy toddler decided to learn how to open doors in that very moment. Ladies left, neighbor left, the chaos ended, and I started bawling. Then the police showed up, which just made me cry more. Luckily, the officer was so kind and said, don't stress. This just happens. I'm glad everyone's okay. He gave my boys sheriff stickers and played with them a bit and totally made their day better. And then we all went inside and pretty sure I stress ate some kind of dessert and took a nap after that. Such a long story. That's hilarious. I feel like if your kid gets out of your house somehow while you're doing something like that, like just common courtesy, no judginess needs to happen. In fact, my most recent one of that was I was in the bathroom in the shower. I have top locks and bolts. Yes. I had bolted and top locked both doors, put the babies in front of a show to get in the shower, got out. And then the front door's ringing and I go and I'm like, hi. They're like, are you missing a kid? And I'm like, no. And I go, sure am missing a kid, missing Ollie. She's like, he walked over to Family Dollar. He's trying to get a toy. Great, great. Ollie's, so A, he knows how to go to Family Dollar to get toys because he's spoiled. B, and of course that moment, like this person said, that's when they decide to learn how to unlock. Yeah. Like he got a chair.
Obviously, if you
stacked
knew.
Stacked it and unbolted the top lock to get out to walk to Family Dollar. And
what's funny
everyone
is
everyone there was
in,
so kind about it.
I
they were like,
right
it's
going
to be okay. Like the Family Dollar people know us all by name, our kids for sure. Like we all were there all the time and they were super nice about it. But the cop shows up and I'm so upset because number one, I don't do well with cops because of like the history of what cops mean for me ever since I was a little girl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm already just like super upset. I'm upset that he got out. I'm upset that the cop was even there. And he starts to be like, why are you being so sketchy? Like I'm hiding cocaine in the back room. I'm like, I'm sketchy because my baby just got out of
I'm
my
having a heart attack.
I'm having a heart attack. Like that's what really what you're thinking, that I'm acting fishy because I got something else to hide back here. I'm like in my robe with my hair up in a towel. What do you think, boo? If I had cocaine, I'd be looking a lot happier than I am now. Anyway,
and the kids would have been there on purpose.
Judgy moms, no. If you see a kid and
save them,
find their mom, give the mom a hug, tell her she's doing a great job. The end. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Amen to that.
My daughter has hair to her bum and scalped herself right along her forehead because her hair was in her eyes. That would be Carly.
But Junie's bangs are the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but that took a while to join.
Oh, for
him.
Sure. But that's her daughter that did it. It's so cute. She's the cutest
girl
I've ever
seen. She looks adorable with bangs. So it did all work out in the end. But man, at the time, you can't laugh about that.
No, because her hair is gorgeous.
Right. Okay. Setting, junior high orchestra class. We were playing musical chairs. I was rocking it. Me and DB, the cutest boy in the string section, were the last two in the game. The music started. We circled the remaining chairs. Suspense. Who was going to win? The music suddenly stopped. Silence. Slow motion. We raced to the chair. DB sat down a mere millisecond before me. My continued momentum threw me into his lap and I tooted loud on his lap. Everyone heard. Middle school embarrassment Oscar winner right there. Years later, I can laugh about it and my kids love for me to retell my musical chairs.
I love it because the storytelling was half of it.
Your storytelling is so legit. We need whoever this person is on the podcast
to come tell us some
good
stories.
We want to hear some more stories because that is hilarious.
Scene set, everything.
Yeah, setting the scene, setting the time. It's so funny how nervous and like scared we get in middle school, especially about stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember like how embarrassing it was to be on your period because periods were so new and it was just
so new. They weren't new, they were just newly talked about.
No, they were new for us. Like think about when you started your period. It's like always
junior high.
Well, like average, you know, in between 7th and 8th grade.
Oh, let's just discuss this. Would you like to know my period experience?
Yes.
Freshman in high school, white jeans.
Oh no, because white jeans were in
I'm
style.
I'm in seminary class. This is before my mother thought we needed to learn about tampons.
No, we didn't. No
all
one,
we wore was
all
pads.
All we wore was pads, yeah.
And if you lean back like this a little bit, they just, the pads didn't cover. They make them a lot better now.
Yeah, this was back granted, when they were not great.
But I went up. Of course, the one time I get called up in seminary, I go up to the board to write something. Big fat red stain on
Who
my bum.
Who told you about it?
I think it was actually Mindy. We were in the same class. Red pants. Freshman. Somebody just shoot me.
Oh, that's not fair.
These are some of these embarrassing thoughts I forgot on purpose.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. When I was in junior high, it was eighth grade, and the boy I really, really liked, his name was Josh Adcox. He grabbed my backpack just being funny. But I knew I had
pads in it.
Something in there. I'm trying to think of when Laurie Papa and Kayla Solomon taught me how to use a tampon, yelling at me from outside the bedroom door. Because, you know, we were too shy to have anyone in, but mom wouldn't teach me or didn't want to know about it. So they were teaching me. Yeah, I think it was a tampon now that I'm trying to remember when I learned the basics of that. But anyway, I knew it was in there, and I was so mortified of him opening the backpack and seeing that. And now it's like hilarious. But at the time, I literally was about to die worried about it. Those kind of that things age, are so embarrassing.
Now I could care less.
Oh, no.
What's funny, though, is because my girls aren't like that. I was very shy about it. But man, my girls are like, Piper will call me on speakerphone from the store to go buy her some.
Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I made that part up, but she was just not shy about it.
When I only had boys and I didn't see a girl in the picture at all, I just had like a lot of boys. I thought, I don't want them to be naive and not know what this stuff is. And so, like, I've been pretty open about it. It was just not the age. It's nothing against mom. No, it was just not the time that you discussed anything to do with any of that. So,
oh, that was a memory I should have stayed forgotten.
So
I am
sad.
So shy. It's just mortifying.
It's so hard to have something like that happen. It's just not even fair. Okay, so have you come up with a BS flag yet?
Oh no, but let's hear yours. I got sidetracked thinking of embarrassing stories.
I know, I've had so many embarrassing stories coming to mind as I'm sitting here, but so we were at the football game, but then Megan was getting cold and it was kind of like a big lead. So she's like, let's go. So we pack up to go, but there's still like the second half. So I went home and put it on YouTube so that I could watch it.
You can stay. You know that.
Well, I don't want to sit by myself. That would
Asher
be silly.
And Piper were there.
No, it's fine. I was cold too. And I knew I could just go home and watch it on YouTube because the other team kind of started to make a run back at us.
Yeah, noticed
so,
that.
Anyway, as I'm sitting there watching it, I was watching iTalk, which I have to hand it to iTalk because they gave such good coverage. Like, there was no breaks in it. There was good service. There was good signal. It was good, you know?
Good to know.
I live right by the high school, so whenever it was delayed fireworks. About 5 seconds, the fireworks are always give it away. Like, oh.
That's how my family knows.
We score. Yeah. And so, but as I'm sitting there, I don't know if it's the usual two announcers that do it or if somebody was on fall break. So they called in somebody to come help. But one of the announcers was making me genuinely mad. One of them was great. He was like just announcing the game. The other one was like judging everyone, judging the play call. Like if the play call started going some way, he was like, oh, what are they doing?
Was he in favor of Snowflake or not?
Not
or
necessarily. He was talking ways. Equally like, oh, here's this kicker that's coming out. You know, I talked crap about him last time, but then he did really good. So maybe if I talk good about him this time, he'll be doing really crap the next time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, these are just kids. What are you doing?
What do you expect?
And like, it was making me so mad. John was like, oh my gosh, put it on mute because he was being so critical of everything going on. And I'm like, you're just supposed to announce the game, boo. Like, he's like, you know, I feel like if they would have done this first half, they would have been way better off. Like, I don't know. It was just made me mad. And I'm like, I'm calling the BS flag. Whoever this announcer is, probably a super nice guy.
Probably.
But I was like, what are you talking about? You have got to stop with your like
bullying the kids.
If you're going to be a bully and judge when you're in the stands to your wife, sure. Like me and John will be like, I don't know about that play call or come on, call a good play. But it's just to each other privately. But when you're announcing and all of the nicer. Marcos Deniza people are listening.
Yeah.
Like I saw how many people were listening from the Valley and I was like, oh my gosh. It was like that time when Ayla Gilbert people were being so critical of the little tiny JV team last year.
No.
So I'm like super cognizant if people are being mean on announcing because they were like,
oh, that kid's too little. He's going to get crushed. Like, they just, like, body shaming these little high school kids on there. Like, I don't know. Maybe boys just have thicker skin, so they honestly don't think anything of that. They probably do. But I'm sitting there like, that was so cruel. Jackie's
getting offended.
Yes. Like, because
your mama defenses came out.
I'm a mom, and I'm very sensitive anyway. But I was like, could we not be bashing on... Like, they're like, I don't know. Snowflakes just gets cocky when they get these big leads. They just get cocky and then people come right back up on them. I'm like, okay, boo. Tell me how you really feel. I don't know. BS flag.
BS. Jackie's passionate about the kids / football, so don't mess.
That's pretty obvious, isn't it? Yeah. Right, how about you? Anything?
I don't have a BS flag.
You probably don't care as much about things as me.
Oh, I do. Well, that was a generalized thing. I don't care about things.
No. Meaning,
I know what you meant, but it was like, yeah, Megan doesn't care.
No, meaning you don't get so passionate up like you're gonna fight. You're just like, well, that's not nice, but you don't get all like.
I'm sure I have some. I just am enjoying your chit chat.
I guess we could tell what your daughter said, but that might be too mean. So never mind.
What my daughter said. I don't remember which one we're talking about.
About David.
No, oh, I know.
That's a good BS.
Yeah, we better not.
Okay. So here's my prosaic thought for the week, okay?
Jackie's getting deep on us.
Which I love that I'm even doing this because I'm so critical of self-help people sometimes. And here I am. I'm like, I've got a good self-help.
It's only good when it's coming from
me. But I actually really like self-help people too. It's very, very
it's
contradicting.
Balance.
Of myself, but
I think it depends on what we're working on. That's the kind of self-help we'll listen to.
Okay.
Because I see people on these journeys doing their self-help, but the like I still listen to a lot of marriage podcasts, things like that that I'm working on.
Okay.
So I think you probably like the self-help when it's something that
is applied to
something
you right
you're
then.
Working on.
Yeah. I don't know. I have problems. Like, I don't like being told what to do. I can't wear an Apple Watch because when they tell me to stand up, I'm like, F you, Apple. I'm not standing up. Nobody tells me to stand up. You breathe. I don't need to breathe. You breathe. So this is a personal, like, I am a mess. Fully cognizant.
True. It's hilarious.
Don't like being told what to do. But then I'll turn around and say, I just want to have a sugar daddy who tells me what to do.
You couldn't handle that. Fight a fight.
In my mind, it sounds like a good idea, but that's just because I'm just being funny. That's not really true. So anyway, self-help's a good thing. It's good for a lot of people. It's good for me even. If I would just stop being so stubborn and listen and open my heart, I'm sure I could be influenced by self-help. I just want to put that out there. Yes. All you self-help people who are going through your journeys, like I'm reading a book right now and it's set in like between the world wars, and this guy had gone to war, and it's like, long story short, he's basically trying to heal himself using the sun, the sea, and tomato juice and harvested food. And every time he talks about just laying in the sun to heal his wounds, I'm like crying my eyes out because I just want to squeeze my own oranges and lay in the sun. I
lay
believe
in, the sun
in that
with
kind
a
of
hat
stuff.
On.
Yes,
checking the one full sun.
Like grounding myself, taking my shoes off, grounding. Like you know the whole yoga thing. I am in it to win it. The yes. whole like what Aries is, where the moon is, where my horoscope is. I'm all in it. So I know this sounds contradicting, but this is my prosaic thought for the week. Last year for Christmas, we got disco balls from our friend Carly.
Best gift
so
ever.
Fun, you guys. We
talked about
this
on here.
We've talked about disco balls.
We have one hanging in here.
Well, we talked about it a lot because at the time when we put them up in our window, it was, you know, January when we started our podcast, the sun would hit that disco ball all day. It was just so magical. Every time I walked into my bedroom, I was just like, oh, there was light just... literally just circulating around everything, and the babies love to be in there, and every time I laid in there to watch TV, it was just magical. It was just like, it set the scene. I love that kind of like romanticizing things, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, then the seasons changed and the direction of the sun changed, and my disco ball wasn't getting sun anymore. So I kind of just was like, it's fine. I'll just, you
wait
know,
till January.
The season will come back in the fall or, you know, this winter, and then I'll have it again. Well, the other day I was sitting in my room and I was feeling kind of like stress, like just so much going on. I miss my missionary. I, you know, just lots of stuff on my mind. I was just like, ugh. And I was staring at that disco ball sitting that still hangs in my bedroom. It just doesn't catch the light right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why didn't I just move the disco ball to catch the light? Like, there's got to be a way that this will catch the light. So I get up and I start to finagle the disco ball. I hang it low, like a lot lower than it was on a on the other window in my bedroom. And all of a sudden this light just goes everywhere. It just splays all over my room. And I'm almost to cry because I'm like, you just missed out on 10 months of this because you couldn't just get up and figure out how to move the disco ball. And like Hazel came in and she was obsessed.
But it's still really fun when it does hit it because mine hits better in the winter. It does all year, but okay. It's best in the winter.
Maybe.
And so all of a sudden when I open my blinds 2 weeks ago, when I get up at 6:30,
there it was again.
And it just was a nice surprise. Yeah. So I have a
maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. Maybe I needed the break to realize how much I loved it.
Maybe.
But my prosaic thought was just like because it was in a place that I thought it looked good, I didn't want to move it. I liked the peel where it was with my plants. You know how I'm very particular or persnickety about it. But just coming like
she's
coming
just persnickety
outside,
about that as her shoes. Sorry, go ahead.
I know. Oh my gosh, I am so persnickety.
Okay, finish your thought. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
But anyway, yeah, like I loved moving it and having this light, and it just instantly made me so happy. And I thought, man, if I had just like zoomed out a little bit. Paula has always been like, sometimes you need to zoom out of your life. And like, she has said this for years before it got talked about at conference. So we have to say Paula is the OG originator of zoom out.
Yes.
If I had just like thought, like tried it something different or wanted to have it, I don't even know how to describe what I'm saying, but like, I wish I had not missed out on months of the disco ball because I was so focused on like.
Looking good.
Yeah. Sometimes you get zoomed in on like what you're doing in your life and. It's just the littlest thing
you
could have changed.
Took you, 2 minutes?
It took me 2 minutes, and it was just the littlest thing. Like, especially being back with the babies, but with my first round of babies, too, I really like to romanticize things, the little things, because I think it makes everything so much more fun. Like, for example, I use real napkins all week for myself, like I've said. Or I like to put stuff in cute little vessels in my kitchen because
yes,
it's cuter.
I do like that too.
It's cuter
makes you
to
want
to
go in and cook.
Yes, it's cuter to get your baking soda out of
same
a cute
with my
jar.
Desk.
Yes,
are my pencils going to be in the drawer? No, they're going to be in a cute container on top.
Yes, just like the little taking the day to day things that you're doing as a mom that are kind of monotonous and making them more.
And that's why
magical.
We've said this a million times on here, but that's why your room needs to be magical.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone waits till their room the last thing to decorate, and they usually throw a few leftover things in there, but. It should be your space because that's.
And isn't this kind of an evolution I've gone on even on the podcast? Because we talked about this so much in the beginning back in January. But now here I am kind of coming back to it where I'm like, where has all the little things been that usually make me so happy? Like the shallow things
lost.
That we preach. I have kind of lost them for the last few months.
Well, time to get back on
I've just
the happy
been
board.
So I don't know. Like I get so entrenched in the kids and the managing of the house and like John. Has had so many different jobs this year. It's just been like if I
it's
don't
easy to get distracted.
Yeah,
from
if
it
I don't take the time though to do those little things, then it really starts to weigh on me. And so,
so
this
what's
is
the
a reminder.
Solution? Just watch for them or spend a certain amount of time a day looking
I
for things.
No, I just as I was sitting there thinking about the disco ball, I thought I've got to make sure I'm making time to because these are the kind of things that make me remember how much I love being a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. Make me love how much I love my home, how much I love my life. It's just like the little things like that are so important. And so, I don't know, it was just a good reminder for me that the disco ball is such a silly thing that brought me so much joy. And how much did we talk about it? And then Bob's your uncle.
That's the end of that.
I forgot about it for 6 months.
But it still looks cute hanging there, even if it didn't have lights.
It did. I loved it every time I looked at it. But having the light come back in, it was like, magical. It
Five
really
Below,
is magical.
Guys. Five Below has them.
Yeah. That's
I don't know
that
what Carly
store.
Got hers, but I love it.
But like, I feel like I'm going to send some pictures I took even to Paula so she can post them online. Just it was just so fun. And Hazel just sits there and stares at it because I put it in a place where because my bedroom's on the south side, it literally sparkles my room all day long.
Just
and so,
how much lower did you put it?
I'll send you a picture. It's not bad. But it's like because of where my bedroom is positioned, I'm lucky because I do have light all day long. It's not like I'm on the
I might lower mine
west.
Like a foot because I get it when I open the blinds, but maybe if I do like 6 inches lower.
Yeah, but just lowering it and hanging it lower and I don't know. I just feel like there was like a life lesson there I'm supposed to be learning. Am I making sense of it? I don't know. I just feel like I need to take more time to.
You just pulled all the podcast together with wise words of wisdom. Good
I
job.
I don't know if they were that wise, but
What do you think? Any prosaic thoughts for us?
No. I have my good things for the week, though. I have a couple.
Okay. What are they?
One is I got a, like 3 weeks ago, we did yoga outside. Talia comes in. Teaches us. Mm-hmm. And she said she was going to be at the Harvest Festival today, which is at the Willis Pumpkin Patch in Snowflake. Mm-hmm. And she said she was making bread and strawberry butter. So when I Venmo'd her for yoga that day, I just added that in. So 3 weeks later, after I'd already paid for it, I got that little surprise.
Yes, I love happy. That. It's like when you, me and Paul always send funny memes to each other. It's like when you buy something when you have payday and you feel rich. And then like a week later when you're really poor.
And then it shows up.
It shows up and you're like, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. That's how I felt with my loaf of bread. So right. That made me happy. And my other thing today, this made me laugh because it's Milo's last Pee Wee game. For fifth grade. He still has sixth grade, but they're done this year. And we were Scob and Sholo. But he yells up to the stand. I'm at the very top row, so he has to yell past everybody. Mom, Mom. Finally, he's like, Megan. And I look at him, and he's like, it's a blowout. You can go home. And I was like, how are you going to get home? And then he just looked at me and started wheezing like, oh, my bad. But he was just so happy that they were blowing him out.
It's a blowout. You can go home.
Like, you going to walk home from Sholo, buddy?
I love when kids yell things at you. The only one of my kids that would yell like that is Asher. So I love that.
The other thing he yelled today is they always bring, you know, a halftime snack, which is my biggest peeve. This is a, seriously, we can play ball
first
for 2 hours.
Problem. Yeah,
exactly. But they always bring Gatorades, whoever, whatever parent's in charge. And today it was Under Armour. Every day, every time he's like, oh, it's not sugar free. It's not sugar free. So he holds up this Under Armour. Or vitamin water.
Yeah.
And he's like, can I have some? Like, yes. And he was just like,
yes.
Fist up in the air, like,
sugar free.
Halftime treat for me. Because yes. He hasn't got a halftime treat all year.
He's almost at his year mark, isn't he? When just is the year?
November 10th.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe this kid did it. Off sugar for a solid year.
Him and my nephew. I'm so proud of him.
So proud of him.
He's already spent his money. I'm going to owe him. But mm-hmm. Hey, in his mind, he's got to spend. He hasn't physically spent it, but he's got a jersey and shoes he's getting. So those are my two good things.
Those good things.
I do too.
So I was thinking my good thing would be I went up to Goodwill because that's where I go to look for pants for the babies. I hate buying clothes for kids that are going to grow out of them in 5 seconds. Amen. Such a waste of money. And my kids don't have a ton of clothes. They only have about enough for the week. And then I do laundry every week because I'm talking about the babies. The big boys have a bunch of crap because they buy whatever or they want. Yeah. But the babies don't have a ton of clothes. And
unfortunately, they can't wear jeans 5 times like us.
No, they have to wash their clothes every day. But it's getting colder, so I'm like, I gotta go get some long pants because I cut all of their pants last year into shorts for the summer because I hate spending money on babies. Well, anyway, I go to Goodwill trying to find some jeans there, and I was stoked because I found 3 pairs of jeans, Levi's, which are my brand, which I love, in my size. So I didn't think I needed to try them on because I wear the same size of Levi's.
They all look so different.
Not one of them fit. And I was so depressed.
You were so happy with the find.
I was so happy. And then I was instantly depressed.
I need to have, she hasn't tried them on yet. I'll go home and tell her to right now.
But then it was okay because a couple of the other things that I got ended up being amazingly cute in my house.
Yes, yes.
And so I was just like, it's okay. Just, you know, focus on the positive. And I love thrifting. You know that. And I love.
Mm-hmm.
So it was trying to make a bad thing a good thing and not stress too much about it. And I'm going to try to sell the jeans because I have a bunch of clothes I need to sell to make room in my closet.
Yeah.
So that's one good thing.
Oh, what were we supposed to say? One thing. What did Paula say about Lady Gaga?
Goo goo gaga Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to say today for Paula.
she just mumbles that to herself. That's her. Maybe that's her damn the torpedo spoof.
Yeah, like my mom's.
Like mom's is damn the torpedoes. Goo-goo.
God.
Does anyone else have a motivational thing they say? We would love to know if you have one. Like if there's a phrase you constantly tell yourself. I do say bad words. I say S-S-S-E-D-S a lot under my breath. S-S-S-E-D-S. It's always that. But really? I'm saying the real word.
Huh. I don't know if I have one. I'll come up with it by next week.
That's bad. I need to come up with one more like goo goo gaga Lady Gaga.
How about poker face?
Poker face. Lady Gaga. Okay, what's another good thing I could think of that I had this week? Ooh, something that made me happy and was really good. I don't know. I guess my disco ball. I'll roll with it.
Yeah.
To have a little personal epiphany and I need to do the things to heal myself, like exercise and be in the sun. And I know that, but sometimes I just want to be healed with zero work. Is that too much to ask?
That is the worst.
I want to be healed and
feel good
and not be stressed about anything.
and have zero effort involved. Yeah, why is that too much to ask?
I don't know. Beats me. Kind of defeats our purpose. But
in the meantime, I will say that I saw my Aries thing on this Instagram account I follow, and all of them were absolutely true. One of them said, very competitive and likes to win. One of them said, impossibly happy, which I do try to be. And the others were, fearlessness, craziness, blind optimism, and obsession with winning. And if anything could be more, let's look at yours. What are you, a Taurus?
Yeah.
Strong opinions, chill.
Yeah.
Extreme independence, stubbornness. Yeah. I'd have to say all those are pretty darn true. Yeah. Love it. Well, that's what we'll end on then. And I know this was kind of a random mumblings of things, but I'm trying to take my own advice to enjoy the shallow things.
Yeah.
Pop Run Radio it up.
Yep.
The end.
The end. Okay. Peace out.
Feeling good. Hey, feeling good. Like I should. Winning the blue.